Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
I'm delighted to be joined by Waterford Ladies Football Manager Tomás MacIntyre ahead of his side's clash with Kerry this Sunday in the final of the Munster Senior Championship at Kilmallock GAA Grounds in Limerick. Tomás, thanks a million for joining me. I suppose the obvious question going into this weekend, how are you feeling going into such a pivotal tie that's a repeat of last year's final and has all the sort of drama that you'd want to see going into a Munster final?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, it was three tough weeks on the trot there in Munster. It's 3 weeks in the trot is very hard, and even the girls said it, you know, themselves. It's three tough games, one after another, and two of them being away from home. It probably knocked a bit of energy out of the girls. So it's been a good 2 weeks now since, nearly 2 weeks now, I suppose. But just looking forward to it now. You know, it's, you know, sometimes you're better off just playing the game instead of waiting. So I'd say the girls like that now as well at this stage.
How much, I suppose, you talk about it being, you know, a really busy few weeks, and one thing that always comes up with Kerry when it comes to these competitions is the sort of depth they have in their panel. You know, is that kind of almost the defining factor a lot of the time, and possibly a reason for last year's defeat, is the sort of quality and bodies they're able to call upon when the going gets tough?
Yeah, I don't know. Could you link it back to last year's defeat? But looking at Kerry this year, you know, they've really bulked up their panel big time. I think they played something close enough to 34 players during the league. So they've been on a big search and giving girls lots of minutes and lots of exposure to senior inter-county football. So that reaps its rewards in the end, you know, if you have the ability to do that. So it's probably something every county is looking to do, really. You know, you look at any sport, you need people coming in from the bench on a different day, doing a different job and getting a different result, you know. Mm-hmm. I just saw some the other day with Celtic, they had 16 goals from substitute scored this year, you know, to win them the league. So it's the same everywhere. It's the same in every sport. If you don't have the depth in your panel, it's very hard to maybe compete at the highest level and to get over the line when it comes down to it.
I suppose when you all the conversation going up to this final has been about that final last year, that 2-6 to 10 points defeat, you know. But do you look at, I suppose, those games earlier in the season, particularly obviously defeating them in the league, defeating them in round one of Munster, like, is that sort of, I suppose, question of not so much revenge, but looking to kind of prove a point, is that quenched, or do you think that won't fully be the case until after a victory in a final like this?
It's hard to say, you know, it's probably hard to answer it, really. Like, they're all the different stages in the year, you know. You can meet, like, Kerry probably going through different stages of the year themselves, you know. They meeting the team in round two of the league, they can be trying out players, and there's players tied up with colleges, and there's exams on, and there's the whole whack. So it's hard to read into games like that. And even in the Munster Group Championship, you know, it's in, especially this year, everybody was capable of beating everybody else. So,
read much into it, really. The girls know they need to
perform Sunday, like what you've done before isn't going to count for anything once the referee throws the ball on Sunday. So, you know, I don't think the idea of revenge or anything is on their mind either. I think they're a very mature group that don't tend to think about stuff like that. So, there are a lot of mature players in the dressing room that have been around for a long time. So, they won't be going down that road, I'd say, of trying that kind of a motivational angle, maybe, if you're going to call it that. I don't think that'll be something that the girls will even allow anyway themselves. I won't have to say nothing.
I suppose you mentioned there, obviously, that you can't really take past results into account. I know that first round, opening round of the Munster Championship, where you defeated Kerry. Since then, I feel like they've probably tightened up defensively massively in their following games, both against Tipperary and Cork. You know, is it safe to say that you're kind of expecting a very different team this time around than maybe you did in the opening round?
Yeah, look, it's been the trend, I suppose, over their last maybe 4 or 5 years, I suppose. And that's something that's probably that's with them as well this year. They tend to get it bang on from now until basically the end of the year, I suppose. They've tend to have been really, really good at that. I don't expect that to change, really. And as you said, it'll be a different game. It's very easy to say it, but it'll be a totally different game. And it'll be a bigger challenge. There'll be different things happen during the game, and we'll have to react the right way as best we can. And we'll see where it lands us at the end of it, you know. But it'll be a totally different game. I wouldn't read too much into, you know, results prior to this or anything like that. They'll go all out the window, and that, you know, they've gone out the window when the ball's thrown in by the referee at 2:00 Sunday. So
you must take, I suppose, a little bit of note of, obviously, Shiafer O'Shea. You know, she's always been brilliant for Kerry, but particularly in your last fixture with her, she scored 1-4, and then she got 3 points against Tipperary, 1-3 against Cork. You know, like, how much are you supposed focusing on dealing with the service that she gets and also trying to limit her amount of time on the ball?
Yeah, look, you're dealing with one of the best forwards in the country. Simple as that. You know, she's an all-star last year as well, and she was pivotal when they won the All-Ireland to them, and when she came back after her injury, she's been top of the scoring charts ever since, like, and that's the way it'll remain, and it's up to us. I suppose you can't really detail one person with that job. You know, players get passed on to each other during the game, so everybody probably needs to be prepared to take on different roles. Kerry have plenty more other forwards as well that'll be able to chip in when they need to, and they take the weight off her shoulders for the scoring, and look, they're well stocked up front, don't worry. It won't come down to just one player at all, and as a collective, it's up to our backs and getting help from further out the field, you know, to maybe limit the ball going in and try and retain the ball when we have it to keep those chances away, because look, quality forward like that, they get chances, they'll take them all day long, and you know, you just need to limit their possession and limit the amount of chances you do give them, and that's a job for everybody, and that's something we need to fix up for the weekend.
I suppose on Kerry's angle, they'll probably be looking at Kellyanne Hogan, who's been brilliant throughout not only the entire year, but particularly in this Munster campaign. 5 points against Kerry in that open round, 1-8 against Cork, 5 points against Tipperary. Like, all in all, in three games, she scored 118. You know, talk to me about how pivotal and inspirational she's not only been for the side on the pitch, but I suppose also a bit off it as well, because maybe goes a little bit under the radar given her performances on the pitch.
Yeah, but look, sure, Kellyanne is, Kellyanne's a natural football player. You know, there isn't a lot you need to say to her. You know, she's been playing excellently. She's found a lot of huge form since the middle of the league. You know, she missed the beginning of the league with a knock or two that she was just watching out on, and she's come back absolutely flying. She's been super across the Munster campaign, but it's similar again to Kerry and their players. They have players like that too, and Kellyanne is with 118. I think you said there, like, that's great scoring out of a centre forward. So, you know, it's just about enjoying your football and putting Kellyanne into a position where she's, you know, happy to show what she's able to do. And that's the most important thing for us, is to give her that opportunity and to continue it, really. It's the biggest task, I suppose.
On the other, I suppose, flip side for yourselves, you'd be without Emma Murray for this final. Like, how much do you think your side will be impacted by her loss?
Look, Emma Murray was just an all-star midfielder last year. She was in the team of the league. So it's a huge, huge dent. It's a huge, huge hole, and it's probably part of a bigger issue across the whole LGFA. Like, we're not in our own. There's other counties being hit as well, left, right, and centre. And I don't know. I'd say the day of the everybody having to sit down and have a conversation about the whole thing isn't far away, because I don't know how many players down there off the top of my head now. I think it's 46 or 47 the players that are playing down there. And you take that many out of our game up here, it's. For me, it's probably the generations that are watching it and the generations that will follow playing in their footsteps that are going to suffer for it, because, you know, that those big stars and these big players and the players that dominate games are hidden away, and it's not there. I don't blame the player in one bit in the slightest. I just think, like, for all of us would jump at an opportunity like it, and there isn't one single person that would lay a blame on a player like that for taking the opportunity. But I think as an organisation, and as maybe counties, the conversation and to sit down about what's going on, it's not far away. So for us, just to lose Emma for such a big game it's massive. But look, that's the cards that we've been dealt, and it's up to everybody else. You know, it'll give somebody else an opportunity to come in. And seen it in previous games when players have been missing, they've come in, they've taken their chance, and that's exciting for another player. So that's just the way it has to be, I guess.
I suppose, despite your brilliant performances so far in the campaign, and I think probably understandably so, you're still considered underdogs against Kerry given their pedigree. You know, do you relish in that underdog tag a little bit? Does it make it a bit easier preparing for a match like this? Or again, I suppose you kind of mentioned it already, it's not really something you're honing in too much on that external noise, is it?
No, it's not. Again, it probably just goes back to the maturity that's inside in the dressing room, really. They're a group that wouldn't really pay much attention to, you know, what maybe others might say about who's who and who's in the position to win this game or whatever. They're a group of players that don't tend to get involved in stuff like that, and that's a super way to be, really, if you're heading into a final. And look, you're up against Kerry. This team has been together for a while. They've been introducing new players every year. They're not, you know, they're finding something all the time. They're pushing on all the time, and they're a group of players with Munster medals already in their pocket, and I'd say a good fair few of the whole percentage of the panel have All-Ireland medals from the time they won last two years ago. So their experience at winning, that's a culture that's worth more than any amount of training you can put together. So our group will know that they have a huge job ahead of them, and look, it's probably relishing the fact that there is a job ahead of them. I think that's one thing that they will enjoy. They're a group of players that enjoy taking on challenges. You can set challenges for them for specific games throughout the league and whatnot, and through Munster Championship, and they tend to love stuff like that. So they'll enjoy the challenge. That's the biggest thing, I suppose, as a group. They'll enjoy the challenge, but they know the size of it too. So you have to have a bit of realisation with that, and they're well able to clue into that when they need to.
Absolutely. So just a reminder for everyone, that Senior Munster Championship final throws in on Sunday in Kilmallock GA Grounds at 2 p.m. It'll be shown live on the TG Car YouTube channel. Tomás McIntyre, thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck on Sunday.
No hassle. Thanks very much.